All right, we're here with new head baseball coach of the Catoctin Cougars, Coach Ken MacIver. Coach, welcome to WTHU. It is such an honor to have you here with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Just to get started, what area are you from?
Yeah, I was born in central Pennsylvania, right in Mechanicsville, right, and grew up in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania, right outside of Harrisburg.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, good area, nice area. Did you play Little League baseball?
Yes. Yeah, and played up there. They had a really good programs up there that played ball in there as well.
Mm-hmm. What position did you play?
Shortstop and pitcher.
Did you play any high school or college ball?
Yeah, played at Cedar Cliff High School up there in Pennsylvania. And I didn't go out in college. I was dedicating to myself to the computer science, a new degree program back then.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. That intrigued me when I saw that. 38 years over there at Fort Meade as a cybersecurity expert. I'll bet you could tell some stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, but then again, maybe you can. did Elon Musk call you last week when X was taken down?
No, he didn't call.
Okay. Your coaching career really started at the semi-pro level in baseball, in a league that you helped start.
Yeah, when I moved down here right out of college and took that position down there at Fort Meade, it was, said there that I played up there in semi-pro in Pennsylvania, had a very good leagues up there, the West Shore Twilight League, and here's even the Eastern Shore League over in Harrisburg side and of the river up there. But there wasn't really much down here. I played for a year in the South Penn League, but I was driving up to Gettysburg and then driving way down to Fort Meade for the very next day, trying to get up for work and everything. Myself and a couple of guys were playing on that South Bend League. We decided to join forces with a third individual, and we started the Carroll County Unlimited Baseball League and eventually expanded that when I was president to be the Mid-Maryland Semi-Pro Baseball League, bringing in some teams in the Frederick area as well.
Mm-hmm. But weren't you helping to coach youth baseball at the same time?
Yeah, my kids were growing up then, and so I got into doing that as well. I would run my semi-pro team. We ran some camps down for the youth programs as well. So, and I was Maya, Mount Airy Baseball Commissioner for about 5 years down there as well.
But then you kind of switched up a little bit. You jumped into football at South Carroll. How'd that happen?
Yeah, my oldest son was playing football as well. He liked football and baseball and basketball. Both my boys played all three in high school, and then my oldest, I guess, liked football even more so, and he ended up playing at the Susquehanna University in college then.
So, nice.
Yeah, I was helping out the South Carroll program and also coached at Mount Airy for the youth program as well.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, I want everybody to understand what a hardworking guy you are, because I was looking at your background, and I said, wait a minute. Let's see, in 2016, you're head coach of the Liberty baseball team. Then you're also coaching JV football at South Carroll, and you're commissioner of the Carroll County Youth Baseball.
Yeah, there's some busy times there.
Yeah, you're a busy guy, aren't you?
It's a passion of mine, helping the youth sports area. One of the reasons I got into it, I was playing semi-pro ball. I knew a lot how I thought the game should be taught from coaching my kids. And when I got to the high school level, I was like, I thought things could be better. It's sort of a difficult, trying time. Some of the kids trying out as freshmen for a high school team may not make it. And it, could be the last time some of them play at, organized ball if they don't go on to play in college or anything. So I always thought it was an important time, a critical time for them to foster their love of the game and everything. And when I saw, maybe I could do things to help in that area, I just went for it. I said, if you're not willing to do anything about it, you can't complain about it, right? So I got in there and thought, that it was time to foster that love of the game and not have kids continue to play ball, not have them end their careers right there in high school.
Sure. So you're coaching, you're a head baseball coach of the Liberty team, the Liberty Lions, and all of a sudden you end up coaching at Linganore. Most people don't realize Linganore and Liberty are pretty close close to, in distance to each other. But how did you end up coaching at Linganore?
So it's actually one of the kids that I coached on summer teams over the years said that Linganore was losing one of their assistant coaches, was moving out of the area, and told the coach about me and, you know, thought it could help fill that spot. That was it. It was sort of word of mouth from players.
Yeah. So, okay, Coach McIver, who's your favorite baseball player?
Oh, I have a couple. Growing up, it was Brooks Robinson, of course. And
Were you an Orioles fan growing up?
Oh, yeah, still am.
You still are. Okay, good. So Brooks Robinson would be your favorite player.
Yep.
What's your philosophy on baseball? Who is Coach McIver when it comes to baseball team?
Work hard, play hard, but have fun along the way. Your attitude is everything. You got to, you know, put a positive attitude in there, prepare to win. I'm big on preparation and practices and drills and things like that. I'm more of a quality over a quantity guy. I guess, you know, I'd rather work hard and practice at game speed for bursts and at a time than, you know, 3-hour practices or whatever, just for the point of being there, I guess. Be aggressive. I like the guys taking 2 out of the box, take the extra base, charge the ball, go for the catch, you know, attack the ball when you're hitting, attack the zone when you're pitching. I mean,
that's mountain ball.
yeah, for sure.
Who influenced your baseball life the most?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was started with my mom and dad. My dad coached me when I was younger, and they brought about that love of the game for me because I enjoyed that time. I'd say it's been the last couple years that I've been there with Coach Franklin. I mean, to me, I consider him sort of the GOAT. He was, you know, been there for 25, 28 years, whatever it is, put his mark on and stamp on the program and really took it to a whole new level. Mm-hmm. So he's been a big influence. I haven't seen many coaches better than him.
Kind of a tough act to follow, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told him when he said that, I was trying to talk him into still staying, and you know, you'll have time, you'll be all right, you know. And here I didn't sort of realize he already had made his decision, I guess, at the point. And, I told him, I said, well, you never want to be the guy that replaces the legend, right? You want to be the guy that replaces the guy that replaces
right,
the legend.
Right, exactly. That's exactly where you want to be. So you left Linganore, you came to Catoctin in 2023. Did Coach Franklin recruit you? How did you know Mike?
So that's sort of, I met Mike. He played semi-pro ball for me years ago in that league, the Mid-Maryland League. He was most likely our best player over the years. I'll never forget, he hit 5 home runs in one game off 4 different pitchers, and it was something to see. And it was up there at Catoctin at the time. So, met him there. The jobs at Linganore, the head coach, Dave Kiling, took a new position down in Virginia. So I had applied for that position, and Mike was one of my references. And so when they went a different direction, they went with, I think they got a new principal, a new AD, they went with a new coach, not for somebody from the related to the prior program. So they started fresh down there. So Mike said, I know it's a long way to go from Mount Airy to, you know, Thurmont, but if you're interested, I'll never forget, he said, you're too good of a coach not to be coaching. So I'm thinking, yeah, that's a long way to go, especially when I'm driving from Fort Meade. But it's been a blessing. I mean, being up there, watching him the way he coaches for the last couple of years, learned a whole lot from the way Mike handles things.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Catoctin baseball. Last year, you lost to Brunswick in the quarterfinals by 1 run, but Brunswick went on to win the state championship. Did you ever imagine that would be your last game with Coach Franklin?
Oh, no, not at all. No, that was tough. I think he says a lot of times that our region is the one that, if you can get out of our region, you have a really good shot at states, and Brunswick did that last year. So,
did you ever imagine you would be head coach the next year?
No, I hadn't really been thinking that way or anything. Like I said, it was, I guess you just figure the energy Mike has, he'd go on forever, but family comes first, and I completely understand his decision and how difficult it was for him to make that decision because he just loves coaching.
Yeah, I can't imagine how difficult it was. We talked about that when I interviewed him a couple of weeks ago. When you talked it over with your family, what does your wife say when you told her you were going to? I mean, because it is a heck of a drive from Mount Airy to Thurmont, let alone the fact that you're over there in what is it, like Anne Arundel County and Fort Meade every day?
Yeah, Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, I'm an early riser anyways, and have been over the years. So, you know, I get up at like 3:45 in the morning and get into work by 5, and mm-hmm. And able to get back up to the Thermon in time for the 2:30 practices. And yeah, it's a lot, but I'd rather get up early than sit in traffic. So. That's
sure.
the way I think about it, and
sure.
my wife's been great about it. She's very supportive. She was a three or four sport athlete herself, so she's played softball and everything, and has been very supportive over the years. So, you know, myself playing semi pro for all that time, and mm-hmm. and doing that with the kids and everything, and a lot of our vacations being tournaments somewhere, you know. So she's been great about
yeah.
it.
Well, I mentioned that because I coached football at Fairfield for 7 years, and I understand what toll it takes on your family and your time with your wife. So if you don't have a supportive wife, you're just not going to make it in this business.
For sure, for sure.
Let's talk about specifically about the season. What's the conference look like this year for baseball?
So, yeah, I think the conference is always pretty good. I mean, it's a quality area for baseball. Like I said, you know, if you can get out of the region, you got a good shot at state. So, I think it's going to be, you know, definitely a challenge. It always is. It has been the last several years. But I think we've got a good group of guys. We're ready for the challenge.
Yeah, they all came up to me at the basketball game last week, and they said at the Lady Cougars basketball game, they were asking me, you're going to do baseball, right? You're going to do baseball. I'm saying, yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there for your baseball broadcast. Don't worry. You've got a good bunch of guys. There's no doubt about it. The conference is going to, again, Brunswick, the state champion, the defending state champion in the 1A. You've got teams like Linganore and Urbana. Urbana, you and Urbana battled to a tie at dark over there at FCC a couple of years ago in the CMC championship. I remember that game well.
Yeah, that was back and forth, and yeah, that was a close one for sure. And two really good teams, and the championship's tough. You know, you're trying to get ready for playoffs
right.
too, but you still don't want to use all your pitching up and not be ready for playoffs, which is the big thing. So that was a good game. A lot of strategy and things going into that to balance out and make sure your rotation's still intact.
Yeah, it was a great game, one of the best I've ever done. So okay, tell me specifically about the Cougars. How are the Cougars this year? How are they doing? Tell me about your pitching. How's your pitching look?
Pitching's coming along, yeah. The way we've always done it at Catoctin, everybody sort of pitches. But
right, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, we try yeah. everybody.
Anybody stand out as a pitcher there? Who's going to be your go-to guy? Who's going to be your rotation? Yeah, has he have that settled yet, or are you still working on that?
I think we have an idea. It's still finalized. We haven't had any scrimmages yet and everything. But as far as pitching, Mason Farrell looks like he might be one of our top guys. We've also got a left-hander this year's sophomore just made varsity is Lane Koenig. Looks to be really doing well for us. And his brother pitches also, Brady Koenig. And then, Jake Bell's going to be one of our star players as well. Hopefully do with Keaton Castillo is another one.
Jake's the one that asked me at the basketball game about broadcast. He's really excited.
Yeah. He and Brian Green, they're sort of our two leaders on the team this year. I think they're both four-year varsity players mm-hmm. At Catoctin, which is quite an accomplishment for both of them.
Absolutely. Your strength of your team, what do you think it is? Hitting, pitching, fielding, defense?
I think probably our defense, Brian Green and Jake Bell, like I said, they're both big parts of our infield and, like I said, been there 4 years. I also think we got a lot more team speed than we've had in the last couple of years. So we're going to look to do some things in the bases. And I think that'll help with our team defense as well, where we'll be able to run down some balls in the alleys and
right.
go for the catch and get some of those plays in the outfield. So
any new players on the team?
Yeah, probably. Well, I already mentioned Lane Koenig. He's,
right.
he's the sophomore that stands out. He's also one of our very good outfielders as well. He's been, if you ever played over at Catoctin in the right field, it's a sun field there, and he's been handling that no problem in all the practices we've been having. So looking forward to seeing how he does, and especially being there with his brother. His brother's looking like he'll be in center field right beside him, so that'll be nice. His older brother's a senior. And so they got to play together this year.
That is nice. That is really nice. Well, Coach, I really appreciate your time, and I thank you for joining us here and letting us know a little bit about you. We're looking forward to broadcast. We'll be on the field with you your first game at Clear Spring. That's going to be our – we kind of sat back and looked at the schedule. How does Clear Spring look this year? Any chance to look at them?
Not a whole lot. I've been on the job, a little over 2 weeks now.
Yeah, so that's true.
I've been mainly focusing on our guys, and, you know, if our team's ready, the other opponents, it doesn't matter as much. We got to worry about ourselves and get us ready to go and do the things we need to do. But thank you for having me on. It's a real great pleasure being here. And I was just blessed to have the opportunity to coach such an outstanding program like Catoctin.
Same coaching staff for you? Any changes in your coaching staff?
Yeah, actually, so Coach DeLauder's back, Coach Huff, they've been in the outfield and pitching coaches, respectively. Coach Warham's still heading up my JV team. We did bring on an assistant for him. Bryant Harris is joining the staff. He just joined yesterday, I believe. So we interviewed him and got him in and trained up. And then helping me out on the varsity staff is actually my brother-in-law. He's Jimmy Allnut. He played at Linganore, actually with Coach Franklin years ago in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a reunion club.
Right. Yeah, I told Mike I was recruiting him to Jimmy to be on the staff. He said he just had a big smile on his face. He loved that acquisition there.
Good. Well, I look forward to seeing you on the field there, looking down from the top of the dugout there and seeing you standing there, third base coach. The best of luck to you in this season as it gets ready, and I really appreciate having you on Cool Oldies 1450 Sports.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care.